We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
October is here, and it's time for fear. Goblins, ghosts, and ghouls. They'll scare you till you drool. It's Freaky Friday with Elizabeth and Radar.
That intro is enough to scare you, but have you ever seen a ghost as we continue our Freaky Friday in October?
Yeah, we do this as we build up to Halloween. Ew. We want to hear your ghost stories. Who listening has actually seen a ghost? None of us here have seen one or had paranormal activity happen.
That we know of.
I know, we might not be alone right here in the studio.
Boo! Why did you do that?
Producer Dave.
Why did you do that? You turned the lights off again.
Yeah, because I saw something.
Why do you do that?
So you turn the lights off? How are we going to see if the lights are off?
My goodness.
Because when the lights go off, that's when you see spirits better.
Turn the lights back on, please.
All right, thank you.
Gosh.
Thank
babies.
You. There we go.
Such babies here.
So since we haven't seen a ghost, we wanted to know from you if you have seen a ghost in your life. 414-799-1099. Tracy is up first. You've seen a ghost, Tracy?
Well, we live next to an old railroad track, and we would see figures from like the 1800s, old military guys. There was a shadow person. There was a guy that used to walk down the old railroad track with a hobo stick and a bag at the end.
No way.
We would follow him and we go where he went and he was gone.
You followed? Oh, I would not follow.
You followed a ghost?
Yes.
You're crazy, Tracy.
Crazy Tracy.
Well, we were young and we were curious on who he was.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Now, did the ghost ever follow you back?
No.
Well,
that's
thank
good.
Goodness. You're a gutsy kid, though.
Yeah, you were.
I'm just going to follow this ghost on the train tracks, nonetheless. And let me guess, it was a full moon and there was fog everywhere,
yeah, right.
I bet. Because that's what I just pictured here. Tracy, that's wild.
Man,
thanks for
Tracy.
The call.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good day. Bye.
Hey, Colby, thanks for hanging on. Elizabeth and Radar, so you have a story about seeing a ghost?
Back when I was in high school, we lived out in the middle of nowhere. Any time that I was home alone, there'd be windows and cabinets crashing in the kitchen.
Oh, hell no.
Who's doing it?
I don't know, because it was never when anybody else was home. So, of course, I was the crazy one.
So you were always home alone when it happened?
Always.
Was it just crappy construction?
No, it's old farmhouse.
Of course, again, of course it's the old farmhouse.
The farmhouse. I mention
okay,
that all
Colby.
The time. It's the farmhouse, always.
Colby, we believe you. Does it still happen to you now that you're an adult?
No.
Thank goodness for that.
Because you're not in the farmhouse anymore.
I know.
She's a new construction.
No.
Thanks for the scare this morning.
Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, Chris, we only have probably like a minute to talk to you, but you said a ghost was attached to you for 13 years?
Yep. Family house received from a man whose daughter was killed on his watch. He stayed behind from guilt or whatever. And stayed with me until I was about her age, at the age of 13 when she died. And then once he figured out I made it past her age, he left me.
But was he with you? How was he attached?
He stayed with me. He disciplined me. He
disciplined you?
He stayed with me.
How did he discipline you?
Well, if I was doing something bad, he'd either, like, shove me somewhere or... there was one, I was walking down a hallway, and after I badmouthed my mom, and he pushed something in front of me, and I tripped.
Like, physically pushed you or pushed something in front of you?
Yep.
Did you tell people about this, and did your parents do anything to try to get rid of the ghost?
Oh, my mom knew about him. She actually was on his side.
Oh, and my God. Just when you think your parents are up against you, now they've teamed up with the ghost against you.
Yeah, your mom always said, I got eyes in the back of my head. No, you don't. You got a ghost. That's what you got. Wow. Holy cow.
Okay. Chris, ooh, that is something we've never heard before, but you sound like you're doing better now. You're clearly over and beyond 13, so we're glad things worked out for you.
I still see spirits from time to time. I'm one of those sensitive people, I suppose you can call me.
Okay.
Where's the last time you've seen a spirit?
Yesterday. My husband's father still hangs around his mom.
Really?
Oh, do you sense any spirits around any of us?
Well, I would have to be around you. I mean, I'd have to be there, you know, It's one of those, if you're around somebody and sense it and can feel it, then you know somebody's hangling around.
Wow. Thank you so much for all that information in that call this morning. You really creeped us out.
No problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.